Well, the Oscar nominees are in for the 90th Annual Academy Awards, and joining us live in studio here to break it all down, WTOP film critic Jason Fraley. Hi, Jay Fraley.
Hey, guys.
Start out with the big stuff, the Best Picture nominations.
Yeah, I think it's going to be La La Land or Moonlight, one of the others.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
this year it's The Shape of Water leads the way with 13 nominations. This is a fantasy romance by Guillermo del Toro, sort of a visual feast. But I honestly don't know if I see it winning the whole thing. It's a little bizarre maybe for the Academy. I think it's going to be sort of a Best Picture director split, and del Toro might get director, whereas one of these other nominees might get Best Picture. The leading contender so far, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which won at the Globes and at SAG. So, I mean, I guess in this year it's hard to find a front runner, but that might be it. Lady Bird has a good shot. It won Best Picture Comedy at the Globes and has a lot of love. Get Out, I think that's going to be my underdog pick, sort of how Argo made a run on Zero Dark Thirty and Lincoln a couple years ago and knocked it off. I think Get Out is sort of the one that I think maybe could do that now that it's not in the comedy category awkwardly. Like, why was that a comedy? So I'm pulling for that one. Rounding out the category, we got Dunkirk, which was great. Call Me By Your Name, Phantom Thread, and The Post, which, you know, we love as journalists. And that's sort of the kind of movie that Oscar usually votes for, the prestige picture with Spielberg and Hanks and Streep. So.
What about the acting categories?
The acting category. So while Best Picture is going to be, like, fun to watch and hard to predict, the acting ones, to me, seems like it's going to be all locks. Like, I think it's going to be kind of boring to watch as you know how it's going to go. Gary Oldman, I think, is a lock, as Winston Churchill. Joan was just saying how he transformed in that.
Terrific.
Right? Darkest Hour. Yeah. I think he'll win. Frances McDormand seems like a lock as for Best Actress.
She's pretty good.
It would be her second because she won for Fargo, too, for Three Billboards. In supporting Allison Janney for I, Tonya as the really strict mom.
Ooh, she was good.
Great. Breaking those fourth walls. Hilarious. And then Sam Rockwell has been picking up all the other awards for Three Billboards for supporting. So I think that's how it's going to go for those four.
All right. Everybody's had their eye on the Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. What do you see here?
I think it affected it a little bit. Greta Gerwig, I was glad to see, the director and writer of Lady Bird, became just the fifth ever woman to be Best Director nominee, and the first since Catherine Bigelow for Hurt Locker in 2010. And also really cool was we got the first female cinematographer, Rachel Morrison, for Mudbound. So that's pretty cool, too.
Any obvious snubs?
Yeah, speaking of Mudbound, I think Mudbound was absolutely snubbed for Best Picture and Director. They had 9 Best Picture nominees. You'd think they would have snuck that in. I think Holly Hunter should have got in there for The Big Sick. Big Sick only got a screenplay nomination.
I think that
really got left out this year. She and Ray Romano were great in that. And then, honestly, if you want the Oscars, if you want more mainstream average folks to tune in, you got 9 Best Picture nominees. Why not throw in a 10th and have Wonder Woman, man? You think with the Me Too, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think this might have been the year to go a superhero blockbuster?
Mm-hmm.
Patty Jenkins could have gotten in for director. She didn't. The movie didn't get any nominations, not even visual effects, which is a head-scratcher to me. I think if they had, you know, Gal Gadot at the ceremony, more regular folks would watch. But anyway, still a lot of great movies here, and I'm excited to see how it shapes out.
Yeah, and you can see all of them, by the way, on our website, WTOP.com, at the entertainment page. Jason Fraley, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.